name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are those who, faced with the suffering of life, rebel against God and blame Him for all their misfortunes. They say to Him, "Why have you done this to me?" Some demand health from Him, as if it were an acquired right, and they say, "If I didn't have children to take care of, if I were alone, but I have a family to feed and I have many problems to solve and many plans to carry out." It seems that they tell God that they are indispensable beings in the world. Some scream, saying, "Why? I'm good. Why are you punishing me? Oh God, do not make my relatives spend money." And God does not respond and is silent and forgives and patiently endures all insults and misunderstandings. God does not have fun or have a great time watching you suffer, as if your pain and your illness were whims for His entertainment during free time. On the other hand, He feels very happy when He sees that you develop your potential through pain and mature and become better and happier. The worst misfortune that can happen to a man is not to be sick, but to be a person who can do nothing, and when he dies, feels empty inside for having wasted his life. But if you love and offer your pain, even if you are in a wheelchair, your life will be full of meaning and you will be fulfilled as a person and you will be happy. There is a tale that is the case of an elderly couple who really wanted to have a child. After several years of sterility, they finally had a child. The day after his birth, an angel of God visited them and told them that they could ask anything, that God would grant it. After much thought, they asked for their son to never have suffering or illness in his life. The angel told them that God could grant it, but think it over, because in his opinion, it was not in his best interest. But they insisted so much that, in the end, God granted it. And the tale says that, happily, these elderly spouses did not live long enough to see their son grow up, who became the greatest tyrant that existed in the entire region. Why? Because suffering leads us to God, who is love. It makes us more sensitive to the suffering of others and helps us to mature personally. The man who has not suffered will not be mature enough to truly love and will be tougher and more insensitive to the pain of others. For this reason, an old quote says, "Who does not know about pain does not know about love." Suffering is a treasure from God, an instrument of God to draw us closer to Him, if we know how to accept it with love. Otherwise, it can be a means of despair for those who have no faith and only think about ending everything as soon as possible. Talking with good sick people helps the healthy to see life from another perspective, because sooner or later, we will all go through disease. The good sick are helpers of humanity and help as missionaries in the great task of the salvation of the world. Suffering is an important part of human life. There is no one who sooner or later does not participate in it. For this reason, we must learn to carry our cross each day, as Jesus tells us, and know how to offer it to give it a supernatural value. Therefore, it is important to learn to have a spirit of sacrifice and not always seek pleasure for pleasure. Our mother, the Virgin Mary, in many of her apparitions, speaks to us of offering voluntary sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. At Fatima, she said to Lucia, "Pray and make sacrifices for sinners, because many souls go to hell, because there is no one who sacrifices or prays for them." August 13, 1917. This spirit of sacrifice for the conversion of sinners was learned very well by the three little shepherds. Sometimes they gave their food to sheep or poor children, or they ate bitter acorns, or they did not drink water in the heat, and they said, "Oh Jesus, it is for your love and for the conversion of sinners." Obviously, suffering by itself is worthless if it is not offered with love and for love. But when it is offered to God with love, it has great redemptive value in union with the merits of Jesus. Therefore, we must think of so many people who are away from God and who are in danger of eternal damnation for their own sins. But if we offer our prayers and sacrifices for them, God can grant them extraordinary graces, which can achieve their conversion and salvation. If St. Augustine didn't have a mother as holy as St. Monica, perhaps he would never have been converted or become the great saint that we all know. If you were more generous with God and offered all your sufferings and illnesses for the salvation of your family, perhaps God could have saved some ancestor of yours or a current relative who walked away from God many years ago. Prayer crosses the boundaries of time and space. Pray for all your ancestors and family, present and future. There are more than enough reasons to offer everything you suffer. And how many can be saved by your generosity? Offer your pain to God, and He will bless you and your family. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.